Today is Daf Zayin.
Yeah.
We are on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Seven lines in the bottom. Rabbi Akiva said that the value of property is the value of the damage is done by the property of the mazik. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo b'hakasef el legabos l'nazikin mida idios, that the pasuk comes along to tell you that you have to pay from idios, v'kal b'chomer lehektish, and a kal b'chomer to hektish. What does that mean? My kal b'chomer, what does that mean, kal b'chomer lehektish? What does that mean? What do those words mean? So, ilema, does it mean, the nagach Torah didan, the Torah de hektish, that if one, an ox of ours gores and damages an ox of hektish, that can't be pshat, because shari ehu amarachmana v'lo shar shal hektish. Only your shar is chayiv, not a shar of hektish. So if you damage a shar of hektish, you're putter. You're putter. You don't have to pay. What happens in Shemayim? I don't know. What happens in terms of Hashem angry at you, upset at you? I don't know. There's no payment. Rashi says something absolutely fascinating. He says, shar re'ehu amarachmana v'lo shar shal hektish, de'im nagach shar shal hektish, putter. If you damage a shar of hektish, you're putter. For who adin? L'kol shar nezikin. Every other type of damage. Im mazik esa hektish, putter. If you damage hektish, you're putter. You do eish to hektish, you're putter. You do bor to hektish. Somebody could figure out a way to do that. You're putter. You're all putter. And Tosfos in shar re'ehu, we're not going to do it because we're not going to have time, says the exact same thing. When it says shar re'ehu, that's talking about Karen. I think it's talking about Karen or Regel, whatever it is. The point is, it's not just that one. Shor re'ehu v'lo shor shel hektish. Eish re'ehu v'lo eish shel hektish. Right? Everyone, it applies. Fascinating. Anyway, so Ella Lamar, Laoma Ella Lamar. So then, what does it mean? What does it mean that what kind of kal v'chomer? Rabbi Kiva said you have to be idiots. Kal v'chomer hektish. What kind of kal v'chomer? Mal, you use it. Use it. I go riding on the horse. But if my animal does damage, that even Adam? That's a good question. Rashi is every single one. If I go and I start damaging, I spray paint over there, I mean, it's not damage. I'm not chayiv because it's hektish? I don't know. Maybe he means except for Adam. I don't know. Anyway, Ela lo meherei alai mona lebedek abayis. What does it mean? What does it mean that kal v'chomer, you have to pay meitav from the mazik like hektish? What does that mean like hektish? It means like this. I offer to donate money to hektish, the Asi Gizbar, and the Gizbar comes and says, where's that $1 million that you promised to donate? Well, I changed my mind. I'm not going to be donating it anymore, right? So now what happens? They come take away from you. The shakil be'idias? You have to pay idias? Is that pshat? That's what it means? Well, lohe ela balchov. All the Beis HaMikdash is Balchov. You owe the Beis HaMikdash money. That's all it is. You promise to pay. You owe them money. Balchov, u'balchov beninus. Balchov pays. What does the Balchov pay? Beninus, right? Okay. V'chi tema. You want to tell me Savar Rabbi Akiva kol Balchov nami be'idias. That a Balchov pays idiots. There's such a sheet out there. That a Balchov pays idiots. Therefore, you can learn. Therefore, that's what he meant. Just like a Balchomer. Just like by Hektish, you pay idiots. So too. Whenever you damage, you pay idiots. Whenever you, right? Is that what it means? Ikalamifra. You can ask a question on that. Mal a Balchov. What's special about a Balchov? Not special, but what's the din of a Balchov? Shekin yafa kolchov in a Zakim. He's better than a Nezikim. Right? Why is he better than the Zekin? Because why is he better than the Zekin? Right? A Balchov is better than the Zekin. In what way is he better? Right? One second. Why is he better? Right, because a Nezikin, not better. Mal a Balchov, shekin yafakov for a Nezikin. A Nezikin's better than a Balchov. Why is it better than a Balchov? Because the Nezikin gets paid idiots. and a Baal Chov does not get paid idios. Tomar behekdish shehura kolcha ben zikin, and behekdish, the whole thing doesn't make any sense because it's worse the zikin. There is no chiv at all. There's no, you don't have to pay the zikin at all. That can't be what it means. In other words, there are three payments we're going to learn in the next few days. There are three payments to people: the Baal Chov, someone you owe money to; the zikin, someone you did damage to, it's unrelated to owing money; and the third one is a wife, the ksuva. Ksuva paid the zeburis, so nothing. The lowest. Zeburis is the lowest category, the cheapest things.
Damages or?
No, its own category. The middle category is Bachov, you pay Beinonis. Really, Menatora, you should pay zeburis also. But we wanted to encourage blending, so we opted to Beinonis. And Nazikin, you pay Idias. Why Idias? Torah said, make up Netav Sadehu. Torah said so, you pay the best. Why? No reason why. Torah said. So we're trying to learn out. Rabbi Akiva made a funny statement. He said that you pay idiots by Nezikin a Kal V'Chomer from Hektish. What kind of Kal V'Chomer is that? What do you mean by that? He meant to say that if you donate money to Hektish and now you don't pay, and now they're gonna start seizing your stuff. So they seize the idiots? You're just like a regular Baal Chov. And you want to tell me that a Baal Chov pays idiots? That doesn't make any sense. Because just by a head yot, a Nezikin beats a Baal Chov, so too by Hektish, a Nezikin beats a Baal Chov. So it can't be right. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, a Hakal V'Chomer from Hektish? What did he mean by that? So we're stuck.
Can I go back just a drop?
Yeah.
Why would a Baal Chov pay Beinonis? A Baal Chov has to pay what he borrowed.
What?
A Baal Chov has to pay what he borrowed.
They paid $1,000.
So he borrowed $1,000.
I don't have $1,000.
So you got to put that field.
Right.
So give him $1,000 worth of field. So it's a Beinonis field, you give him more field.
No. It's $1,000 worth.
That's what you give him, a thousand.
Let's say it's $1,000,000. So I can give you $1,000,000 worth of swamp, and I can give you $1,000,000 apartment on Fifth Avenue.
You have a much smaller apartment on
Fifth Avenue. So what? It's the same $1,000,000. The point is, it's Beinonis.
They're under the assumption that you're going to sell it anyway for money.
Right, it's Beinonis. So I don't want swamp. I don't want a house in Montana. Some you hope it's. I want a house in a prime place.
Okay, you can sell.
I don't want to hold.
Right. So that's what it means. It's the same $1,000. The question is, right? I can give you $1,000. I can pay $1,000. The conversation has this in a minute. I can give you $1,000 worth of paper clips, okay. And I can give you $1,000 worth of cell phones. Okay. What would you rather have? People would rather have cell phones.
Okay.
Right? Both the same $1,000. I give you $1,000 worth of paper clips. I give you $1,000 worth of cell phones. Same thing with Karka. It's good. It's three levels. Very good. Okay. And not so good.
It has to do with the resale value, basically.
Correct. Okay. Same $1,000. I owe you the money. It's not resale value. It's just
the marketing.
Correct.
Of the
you all know what it means. You know what it means.
I know what it means. I just.
It's like Park Place compared to.
Correct. Correct. But it's the same $1,000.
It's still $1,000.
It's still $1,000. But yet, I'd rather have $1,000 worth of cell phones than $1,000 worth of paper clips. It's very simple.
You want two acres of land in Arkansas.
Exactly.
You want to one a bedroom apartment in Manhattan.
I still pay back your $1,000.
Fine, whatever. Fine, but there's still such. But there's still idiots and bears in the boards.
Okay.
So if in a regular head yot, Nezikin is better than Baal Chov, because Nezikin is idiots and a Baal Chov is Beinonis. So in Hektish, it has to be the same way. So back to square one. What did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said a Kal V'Chomer? What do you mean by that? So, Ula Olam, you know what he meant? The Nogach Torah Didon, the Torah de Hektish. When an ox of ours, Gordon ox of Hektish. I, the Kakashalach, Shorei or Rachman of Elosh Oshel Hektish. Doesn't apply. Rabbi Akiva holds it does apply. Rabbi Akiva Savalok Shem Menasya, the Tanya of Shem Menasya Omer, Shar Shal Hektish, Shenogach, Shar Shal Hedyot, Puzzle. If a Hektish animal damages one of our animals, you're not going to get paid from Hektish. Hektish is not giving you a check. The other way around, Shar Shal Hedyot, Shenogach, Shar Shal Hektish, Bein Tam, Ubein Muad, Mishalim Nezek Shalim. You pay full price. Okay?
Completely the opposite. We just
the opposite, he doesn't hold from that drasha. I hachi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, mimaydi beidios de nizik v'diburiyas de mazik kamiflagi. So how do we have to be arguing in that funny case yesterday? Dilma, the kuli alma, b'dinizik shayminon. Everybody holds, you pay for the nizik's value. But v'hacha, b'plugsa, d'Rabbi Shimon Menasseh, v'rabbanon kamiflagi. They're arguing about that issue. What's the story by Hektish? Rabbi Akiva, savar k'Rabbi Shimon Menasseh, Rabbi Shmuel, savar k'rabbanon. That's what they're arguing about. Now that really makes no sense. Because the Gemara is going to say, Im Kane, what does it mean, my low baha kasov? Rabbi Akiva made a statement. The Hapasik only came to tell you what? That a shor of, that if you damage a shor of Hekdesh, you have to pay? That's not something that Rabbi Akiva, you didn't say it like that. The only Pasuk came to tell you that what? That a shor pays Hekdesh? That makes sense. V'od, my Kavachomel Hekdesh. What's the Kavachomel then? What did Rikiva mean when he said a Kavachomer, if that's the only thing they're arguing about? V'od, Ha'omer Bashi, Tanya Behedyet, says straight out, Meitav Sadeu, Umeitav Karma Yishalim. Meitav Sadeu Shal Nizik, Umeitav Karma Shal Nizak, Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Meitav Sadeu Shal Mazik, Umeitav Karma Shal Mazik. That's what they're arguing about. So yes, there happens to be the secondary Machlokas. What's the story with Hekdesh? That's not what the main Machlokas is about. The main Machlokas is about is who do you, whose property is used as the benchmark of Idias. The Nizik or the Mazik's. That's yesterday.
Yeah, one simple question, which
maybe
seems simple to you, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But the Nizik Shamir, if a poor guy damages a billionaire, and he has, how do you say Nizik Shamir? This guy has no fields that are even close to Nizik. How do you?
You mean how do you say Mazik Shamir?
No, how is he the Nizik? How do you say, I'm going to pay in the victim's fields, if the guy is a Mazik, has a fields in the swamp.
Right.
Beautiful fields in prime property.
Right.
But what's the Nizik Shamir?
So we said that yesterday. It doesn't mean. Didn't we say that?
That
we said it meant that if the nizik has idias,
right,
worth the same thing as the mazik zeburis, right, or the other way around.
Right.
You have to read that, look at that again. I don't remember. Right. Then it goes by the nizik side. Some funny thing. Didn't really argue so much. It's not such an argument.
Mazik is a poor guy.
I hear you. I don't remember.
What do you do with it?
Practically, what are you really supposed to do? You do whatever you get.
No, but hear what he's saying. He's saying that the middle is so much greater than the...
What you can't do is you can't make the poor person rich so you can give him a better field.
Right. Right.
Come on, you gotta be honest.
Right.
He has admitted that the guys didn't have anything close to him.
Because you're not they're taking a case of rare people.
And he doesn't have the field, doesn't have money, he gets a little slit.
Exactly.
Okay, now... Now the Gemara is going to ask a question, which we're going to spend 5 days on. Not five, so it's today. Today's Tuesday? For sure, three. Rami le'abaya le'rava. Ksivit says, Meitav sadeo, Meitav karma yishalim, which means, Meitav in midyach rini lo. You have to pay the best. V'atanya. But there's a brisa that says, Yashiv. The Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says that, Baal habar yishalim kesef. The owner of the bar has to pay the damage. Yashiv to return Labailov to the owner. What does the word Yashiv mean? It's totally an extra word. The Gemara learns out from the word Yashiv is Larabos Shava Kesef Vafilu Subin. You can pay Shava Kesef, even Subin. Subin means junk, brand, whatever it is. So how could it be Meitav? And one pasuk says meitav, and one pasuk says you don't need meitav. So it's a stira. We're going to get to that answer, but it's a stira. So we're going to spend the next 3 days on this stira.
Is it this, or if you don't have that, you give that?
So it seems to be a stira. The Gemara is going to give that answer also. One's if you have, one's if you don't have. But it seems to be...
There's a lot of answers in 3 days.
A lot of answers. And then I'm going to go off on a tangent, and then come back to it. 3 days, so it's a stira. So... Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan midaito, kan bal karcho. What does that mean? Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi, the lines are skinny. Midaito. E mishalim le mazik nizko midaito. If the mazik pays on his own free will, the lo atruche litzok olav bebezdin. You don't have to schlep the guy to bezdin. You guy's playing ball with his kid, he breaks the window. He says, send me the bill, I'll pay the window. Whatever it is, I'll pay. If that's what happens... Right? Then shakel subin. Then you can pay junk. Right? Aval im eino rotza mazik l'shalim nizko l'nizik. If he doesn't agree to pay, ela bebestin, only in bestin, dahainu bal karcho, it's against his will, eino mashalim ela kesef, then you already have to pay, idiots. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because you have to drag him.
So, says the Sheet of Mukabetzis, I understand. You're allowed to go to Bezdin. Yeah. Guy says, how much is the window? I'll pay for it. Oh, the window was $10,000. $10,000 for a window? No. Let's go to Bezdin.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. That can't be what Rashi means. Something wrong with that. Rashi means, that's what Rashi says. It can't be what he means. That makes sense. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to go to bed and figure out how much I owe you. I'm not going to cheat you. But why should I take your word for it? Right? $50,000 to fix the window. That doesn't make any sense. Guy redoes the whole house. It's like Hurricane Sandy, right? I got damage. $200,000 worth of damage. That make any sense? Let's go to Bezin. So what the Shittim Gemara says, Rashi must mean you went to Bezin. You're right. You're allowed to go. Now the guy doesn't want to pay. So now I got to go get the marshal and the sheriff and the Bezin's going to come down again and force the guy to pay. That's a different story. Of course, but first time you're allowed to go. There's nothing wrong with going. You're allowed to go. Now the question, you're still a deadbeat. Now you're a deadbeat. Now we're going to make you pay. Now we're going to make you pay idiots. Had you sent a check after Bezin, after you lost, that'd be one thing. Then you could pay junk. But after the Bezin, and you still don't want to pay, now we're going to, going to squeeze you. Now you have to pay your idiots. That's the answer.
Correct. But it doesn't agree on the amount.
What? Fine. That's fine. So Bezin, you're right. First, they have to decide if you're... it's not like that, because other mood la'olam. But let's say you're right. Let's say it's an ox. And now we have to have a... was it Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Was it Rosh Hashanah Yochid? All the questions that have to come up. 100%. You're right. So you're making the question of Rashi even stronger.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with going. Right?
The question is why they're going on what issue.
Right. On what issue. But it doesn't really matter. Because as the Shittim Gemara just points out, you can go on any issue. Exactly. You can go on any issue. You're allowed to go. There's nothing wrong with going. Rashi makes it sound like if you go, there's nothing wrong with you.
So it's a monetary issue. So whether it's chayiv or not chayiv,
that's what she is saying. It's also part of the lawsuit. Just because you say I'm chayiv doesn't make it true. Let Bezin say that. Right?
So wait, if you lose, you can't appeal?
What? No. No. It's not America. No. Right? So the question is, what was Rashi write this for? Like, well, what does Rashi mean by this? Right? It can't mean what he says because it doesn't make any sense.
Don't be difficult.
Right? No, but you're allowed to go.
I mean, so, okay. After you lose.
Anyway, that's the first answer. Amar Ula Breder of Eloi. I'm back in the Gemara. Amar Ula Breder of Eloi. Dekanami. Yeah, I'll prove it's right. Dekziv Yishalim, which means Bakarcha. Says Amar Abaye. That doesn't mean that. Mikziv Yishulam, that you will have to pay. No, it's just Yishalim Ksiv. Midai Domashma. It can even mean from its own free will. It's lav dafka, that it means, that's not a raya, that it means to be forced. Okay. El amar abaya kidemar.
Rishkol says that there were cases where he's not liable in cases of stealing.
So he's denying the whole thing.
So he's denying the whole thing. And the case where he says he's not, where he doesn't have the person's possession, object in possession. It's in those cases where he's bal karcha.
That's not what Rashi says at all.
That's what Rishkol says.
I understand. We read the Rashi. The Rashi gave a simple case. Send me the check.
She didn't make the best explanation of Rashi.
Right. That has to be that way. Right. So you're saying that she didn't make the best saying it's both.
Right.
On the liability also, and besides the damages. 100%. Fine. Anyway, El Amar Abaya Kidamar. Rather, Abaya said, if you want to prove that we're right, that we're talking about Bal Karcha, this is a story. The Tanya. Hareshah Yulabatim Sadas Vikaramim. A guy's got fields, this and that. A guy's got a lot of assets, but he has no cash. So is he allowed, he has no cash at all. Ve'eno motzi l'mochron, but he can't sell it. He has no cash. There's no market now. He can't sell it. So is he allowed to take from the oni things? Leke, chikra, peya, nicer oni. Can he avail himself? He's got a lot of assets, but he has no mamash, nothing to eat. He can't sell his stuff. He can't buy food. So is he allowed to? So, where does it say? If you have eno motzi l'mochron, but you can't sell it. So machilin es osam meiser oni ad mechsa. You can get half. Now the rule is, says the Rashi points out that if somebody has the you're not allowed to take meiser if you have 200 zuz to your name. You have 199 zuz to your name. You can take even 1,000 zuz. But if you have 200 zuz to your name, you can't take. 199, you can take. This guy, so Rashi says, what? Then Rashi says that machilin also meiser ad oni ad mechsa shava meizuz. You can give the guy 100 zuz of tzedakah, V'karka osav yimkar b'mei zuz. And let him sell the karka for 100 zuz. The tvei mipalga lo zayli lo olam, v'ariyesh lo masayim zuz. 100 zuz he could sell his stuff for. It's very cheap. It's a big loss. But that he's able to do. So the halacha is only give him half. We didn't get to the punchline, what this has to do with us, yet. Right? That's the halacha. Okay? That's the rule. Now, v'havi be'mar hechidami. So we wondered about that din. What kind of din is this? E the huzal ara de kule alma. If this is a depression in the whole world, nobody's buying v'di deinami zal bahadei, and by him also there's a depression. The whole world, no one's buying anything. So then, afilu tuvanami lifsilei the hazul. Right? The kuli amanami. Then why not give him more than that? What do you mean? What do you mean give him half, make himself the other half? There's no one to buy it. That makes sense. Ella, the okir, ara, the kuli alma, but everybody, the market's booming. However, everybody knows this guy really needs cash. The day I did the aisle v'nafik, right? And because people know he's going in and out, meaning he needs the cash, uzul, uzi, azuze, zal are. No one's giving him a good price because they know he needs the money. So they're what's the word?
They're squeezing him,
nickel and diming him, right? So if that's the case, really he has plenty of money. He could sell his assets 1, 2, 3 like this, no issue. Why isn't he? Because no one's getting him money. No one's going to give him a good price. Then I feel he put the nominal lift too late. Then he shouldn't even be getting anything.
Yeah, he can't be less than this. Like. No,
what?
You can't sell much less than a sixth of the market value. Like, no. How can you sell? Like, even though he's desperate, you're not allowed to...
There's no one by land. Oh. There's no one by land. So the Rajba says a fascinating thing. The Rajba says you're a posheya. Rajba says you're a posheya for letting people know you need the cash so much, and therefore it's your own fault. The Erie, the Rebbeinu Peretz says, what kind of thing is that? What do you want from this guy? I know people know he needs them. People need cash. It's a hard thing to say, right? Yeah. The bottom line is, blame the guy or not, it's worth more. So it's hard to say this guy's a quote-unquote uni. He's standing online with all these paupers because he doesn't want to sell his land for a little bit of a reduced price. Hard to say that, right? Amar Mar... No, the only case is, you're right. That's not a case like that, where he's a little bit, people don't want to give him 100% exactly what he wants, because they know he needs to leave, he needs the money, he needs the cash right away. That's an oni. No. In Nisan, the prices go up. Why do the prices go up? Because it's before the harvest. In Tishrei, the prices go down. Why do they go down? Because winter's coming. Who needs land now? So... The kuli alma natri ad Nisan. People wait. The sellers wait till Nisan umazabni. That's when they sell. Vahai, this guy hove itzrichele zuze, but he needs the next money now. Zabin kidahashta. He's gonna sell it right now. Therefore, what? Right? In Nisan, the price is going to be higher. I need the money now. Nobody sells land in Tishrei. Guy's offering land to buy in Tishrei. It's reduced. Why is he doing that? He needs the money. So therefore what? This is the guy that has to sell half and take half. He's not an oni, really, but he's not an usher. If he would be an usher, he'd wait till Nisan. He can't wait. He's in this quasi-limbo state. This is the guy who he said has to sell half, and he can get half the oni goods. Not the whole amount. It's not really an oni, but he's not really not an oni. This is such a person.
So the next few months he can get on
it. Exactly.
Not until he sells.
Exactly. So ad palgal orche lemezel. To sell for half the price, that he for sure could do. Tvei lo orche lemezel. More than that, he's not going to do. So he's a little bit of an oni, a little bit not an oni. He can get half. That's such a person. It was a funny halacha. How could someone get half? Either it's all or nothing? No, this is a funny guy. He's like, right, that's the answer. V'hachanami gabi nezikin dinei b'idias. The exact same thing. By Nezikin and Idias. What's the exact same thing? Says Rashi, Hachanami Gabe Nezikin, Nami Bahachi Metartste Kra. That's how we'll resolve the stira. One Pasuk said Netav. One Pasuk said, whatever you want. How do you resolve that? Kigon, Biyome Nisan, in Nisan, Yokre Ara, the land's worth more. Ubiyome Tishrei Zol, and in Tishrei, it's worth less. Vehizik Betishrei, in Tishrei, Shave Mone, it's worth a Mone. Ubo Lagabos, Mone Mikarkos Hamazik, Vidino Beidius, Kidixiv Metav. So what does that mean? Ubo Lagabos, Mone Mikarkos Hamazik, Vidino Beidius, Kidixiv Metav. What is that?
By Nezikin, it says you have to pay for Metav.
Right. So now, it's ridiculous because this Gemara is so hard. V'i Amarle, if the Nizik says, listen, Ihu Havli Beinus Tve Porta, give me a little more Beinus. I'm entitled to Idius. But Rashi says you have land nearby. So I'll take the Beinus. I don't mind. Kibi Mochel. I don't mind. I'll take the Beinus, but I'm entitled to a little more Beinus. I'm entitled to a little more. Amale Ishakalta Kidina Shalkadahashka. No. I'm giving you Idius. Why? Because Idius now is worth less than Idius in Nisan time. So I'll give you the Idius now. V'ilo, and if not, Shakal Kiyokra de la Kaime. You want to wait for the Idius of Nisan. You could do that too, but then it's going to be a smaller piece. Right. Why is it going to be a smaller piece? Because the price is going to go up. Right? So you can play the same game
the other way.
That's the answer to how you resolve the stira. You can get now or later. It's the same land, but it's worth more later than now. So it's like the same idea of Metav and not Metav.
The Mazik wants to give away his idiot's land?
What? He wants to give it away later because it'll give him a smaller piece. Because it's worth more.
Tishrei.
I got to give him no matter what. I damaged him. I have to pay no matter what. So should I pay now when it's cheaper? Or I'll pay later when it's more expensive? Then I can give him a smaller piece. So it's up to the Nizik.
That's right. So it's a decision.
But as the Nizik says, I'll take Beninus because then I have to give me more, right? Beninus is more, but it's Beninus.
Right.
So I'll take the Beninus as much as right next door to me. But you have to give me more because it's Beninus. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'll give you Idius now. I'll give you Idius later too. I got to give Idius. Mazik has to pay 100%. The damage you, I'll pay. But if it's paid this in time, it's going to be a smaller piece. Why? It's worth more. So you can get a smaller diamond, right? Because it's worth more. Right? That's what's going on. Maskifla, Ravacha Bar Yaakov.
It's really up to the
Mazik. Right.
Im
Kane, Harata Kosha Shal Nazikin Eitzel Benes Viziburis. It's really hurting the Nizik regarding Benes and Ziburis. The Rachmana Amar Metav. The Torah said, Mi Metav. The Ata Marta Mi Benes Viziburis Nami Lo. What does it mean, Nami Lo? Right?
Wouldn't it stop lending if people are able to manipulate?
This is not lending.
I mean, they're
you're right about lending. This is not lending. This is damages.
Right.
Don't do damage. Don't be careful.
But sometimes things happen.
Fine. You got to pay. The Torah says metav. What can I tell you? So what does this mean exactly? The Rachmana Omer metav ata marta the benes and zibur is nami lo. That means if the guy agrees to get paid less, if the nizik consents to get paid idis and ziburis, we're still telling him no. Is that pshat?
No, you're saying if he pays Idius, then it's the current price. If you want Beinus, then I give it to you at the price of Nisa. That's what he's saying.
Which is a smaller piece.
Which is
you squeezing the Nizik.
Right.
So Ella, Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, so that can't be the pshat. E Ika Lindemuye LeBalchov Madinale. Then we'll compare it to a Balchov. Now Balchov is what happened, Balchov. Right. I owe you money. I don't have. Right. So give me land. So the Balchov gets Beinus. That's the rule. He should get Ziburis, but that would not encourage lending. So he opted to Beninus. Balchov dine Beninus. The Balchov is worth Beninus. Vam v'i amale. Now the Malva's talking. Havli Ziburis tve porta. I'll take Ziburis, but you have to give me a little more, because it's Ziburis. V'i amale. So the Lovat says back, I shakalta kidinach shalgedahashta. If you want the money, you get it right now. Right now is price. In the winter, when it's not worth that much. Right now.
The Beinus.
V'ilo shakal kiyukra kil l'kamei. Same exact answer. Or you can take later in the idiot's time, in the better season, you're gonna get a smaller piece. Because it's worth more. Whatever you want. Maskevlar v'achabre deravika imkein na'alta delas bifnei lovin. Then you're going to discourage lending. by playing these games.
Right.
The Amar Lei, because the Mazik is going to say, Ilu Havelezuzi, Havishal Kadasha. If you had the cash like you're supposed to have the cash to pay me back, we would all be good. Hashta Dezuzi Gabach. You don't want to give me the cash. Tell me you don't have any cash. I can't force it. You don't have. Eshkol Kiyokwa Dilakaime. So now what the nizit, the not the nizit, the lend, the borrower shall like gain from this? What? It's the same exact case as before. We'll just change it to bainus.
It's only because he's saying he doesn't want to take what he's entitled to. We want something else.
Exactly.
So because he's trying to renegotiate, then...
Then why are you blaming the borrower?
Exactly.
Right? It's a good question. It's a fair question. Yeah. Ella Amar, so that can't be shot either because it's not true. El Amar Vacha Bered Ravika Iyakal Demuya Luxuvas Isha Madiba. How about Luxuvas Isha? Luxuvas Isha Dina Biziburis. That she gets the lowest. Vi Amarle Ihi Havli Benis Bitsir Porta. I'll take Benis. I'll take a smaller piece. Right? I'll take a smaller piece. She says, Amarle. No. Isha Kal Takidina Shalka Kedahashta. If you want the right price, you what you're entitled to, you get it right now. Ilo Shakli. So, and if you want to wait, you're going to have to wait till the future. So the same answer. Well,
it's the same thing.
Mikol makom kasha. The bottom line is still a kasha. What's the kasha? We haven't resolved the stira. Is it meitav or is it not meitav? One pasuk says meitav. One pasuk seems to say not meitav. So we gave one answer about the Bal Karcha. What do we do with that answer? Right? That's one answer. I have another answer. The answer is Amar Rava, Kol Diyav Le Mi Meitav Le Sav Le. Whatever you give is Meitav. Is that what that means? Whatever you give is Meitav. You have to give the best of whatever you're giving. Va Meitav Sadeu Ksiv, but it says Meitav Sadeu. Ela Ki Aser of Papa Ravuna Breit of Yeshua Mibe Rav Parshua Kol Mili Meitav Hu. Any metaltalin is Meitav, even paper clips. You can't tell me, you can tell them there. Someone's going to buy them. There's a market somewhere for them. Labar me'ara, land not true. The leisiv le mimetav, kiheche de litpot alev zvina. Land not true. There is junky land. There is swamp. Nobody wants that. No one's going to buy that. Never. You have to give idiots to make sure you can sell it. That's the difference. Metaltalin, there's a market for anything. Somewhere on eBay, someone's going to buy it. You're junk. Right? Someone's going to buy it. Land, I like that. So by land, you have to give idiots. That's how you resolve the stira. You have another minute? Boy, mine, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Do you have a question? No, okay. Boy, mine, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, me'ak virna, mi'ber Abba. Kishehen shaman, b'shalo hein shaman, u'b'shal olam hein shaman. This was a little bit your question. Do you evaluate his stuff or in the world? In the world, that's considered idiots. By him, he's so rich, that's not even idiots by him. How do you do it?
It could also be the best
or
the worst.
Correct. So, Aliba, Rabbi Shmuel, Loti Bayalach. Tamar, Nizik, Rabbi Shmuel said clearly, you devaluated by the Nizik, so it's not a kasha. Yeah, if he's a very wealthy person and he's got very, very, very expensive fields, don't be mad at that guy, because you're going to really lose out.
Right?
Kiti Bayalach, Aliba, Rabbi Akiva, Tamar, Bidamazik, Shaiminan. You evaluate it by the Mazik. My Meitav Sadeh Omar Achmana, my Meitav Lemute Nizik, to exclude the Nizik, O Dilma Lemute Da Alma Nami. When it says that we exclude we only care about the Mazik, does that mean to the exclusion of the Nizik or to the exclusion of the whole world? In other words, when we're evaluating the Mazik now, do we say, well, he's so wealthy, idiots and the rest of the world, that's nothing what this guy has? Or we don't say that. So Amale Rachmana Amar Metav Sadehu. It says Metav Sadehu. His. Vata Marta Bishal Olam Hein Shaman. You want to tell me we do it the whole world? No, it says his. Not the whole world. Alright, so I think we'll stop here. I'm pretty much finished. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Alright?
Okay.
Everybody have a very good day.